Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Cole. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Rice. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Buell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Kizer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Kizer. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball four. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a line drive to left field. Tanner throws towards third. Mathews fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mathews. Morgan goes all the way around to score. Speak moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Speak tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive beyond first. Adcock can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball four. Long moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kizer bunts towards the mound. Buell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Littrell moves to second. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. One out. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kizer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Long takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cole catches it and throws to first to double up Long. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mathews for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Littrell hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kizer takes first base on ball 4. Neiman moves to second. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Neiman moves to third. Kizer moves to second. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Speak reaches second base with a double. Neiman scores. Kizer scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ray Crone now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kizer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Ray Crone. Lou Burdette pinch runs for Dale Rice. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Burdette moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan pinch hits for Dick Cole. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burdette scores. Pafko moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Logan now playing shortstop. Felix Mantilla now playing second base. Carl Sawatzky now catching. Dave Jolly now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolger is hit by the pitch. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Littrell hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Speak. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston now pitching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann throws to second, with Littrell covering, and has Aaron trapped. There's the throw to Banks, who tags Aaron for the out. Adcock moves to second. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adcock scores. Mantilla moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sawatzki for the out. Mantilla scores. Tanner moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Frank Torre pinch hits for Dave Jolly. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Del Crandall pinch hits for Frank Torre. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Del Crandall now catching. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Morgan steals third. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive towards short. Logan catches it and throws to third to double up Morgan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton strikes out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aaron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Logan moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Speak. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Logan scores. Aaron moves to third. It's Braves, 5, Cubs, 5. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla is walked intentionally. Turk Lown now pitching. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Chuck Tanner. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bolger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Speak, who is chasing the ball. Bruton reaches third base with a triple. Crandall goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Braves. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Logan bunts towards the mound. Lown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Logan moves to second. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bruton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Logan moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Niemann for the double play. Two outs. Frank Urnaga pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Tom Pohalski now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Pohalski fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bruton strikes out. Niemann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bruton out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Speak hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Braves. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Long takes first base on ball 4. Warren Sparn now pitching. Lee Walls pinch hits for Walt Morin. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.